Blog Talk Radio.
I have it directly from the lips of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to me. He said, "Brother, they have laid many traps for you." He said, "You will trip them up, but you will never get caught in one of them." He said to me, "There are two of us backing you up, brother, Allah and myself." And I have it further from his mouth that the wicked kill their last messenger, prophet of God, when they kill prophet Jesus, but they will not put that small time stuff over on us today. And if you doubt that I'm from God and God is with me and in me, then I say to the government of America, lose no stone. Do everything you can to destroy me, and watch my God Allah destroy you and all of my enemies. For those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again. I'm here, and I'm strong, and I will look down on all of my enemies, for he promised me that sit thou at my right hand while I make all your enemies your..."
Now, let's keep moving. They got the brother riding in a limousine that's called the Beast. It's the most armored vehicle of any president. I want to ask a question. Why is it that some Jewish people must link every black man of strength with Adolf Hitler? Mayor Koch in New York called me the new Hitler. Anybody that speaks out against misconduct or unfair treatment by members of the Jewish community, instead of dealing with the truth of what we say, you label the person an anti-Semitic, and the stronger they are, you call them Hitler. Now they're doing it to President Obama. Look at that picture. That's your president. Now, I didn't do that. I'm not an artist. Look at President Obama with a Hitler mustache and hairdo. Now, listen, if you were Jewish and somebody painted the president of the United States as Hitler, what would be in your heart for the president, knowing what Hitler did to the Jewish people? This is about the lowest that a man can get, to take that brother and paint him with a swastika or a mustache to make him look like Hitler. Well, you may say that these are just some silly individuals. And what I would challenge the press, see, I notice how when you rape our women, white people do, they say, oh, he was drunk and he was horsing around. You love to make excuses for your people. But I intend today to close the door on excuses, because if you join wrong, then the punishment that comes to the wrong and you support it, you die with them. Are you threatening us? Yes. There's never been a messenger of God that delivered a message that wasn't accompanied by a threat. It ain't me. I'm just telling you what God is about to do. Now look, despite Obama talking about Israel, look, listen to his words. I and my administration have made the security of Israel a priority. It's why we've increased cooperation between our militaries to unprecedented levels. It's why we're making our most advanced technologies available to our Israeli allies. And it's why, despite tough fiscal times, we've increased foreign military financing to record levels. Now that's Obama talking at AIPAC. Hard to get him to a black affair to say kind words to us and encourage us in our struggle. But he went to AIPAC like the rest of them, on their knees, groveling to the Zionists. I am coming here. Despite Obama's unqualified statement of unwavering support for Israel and Zionism, the owner of the Atlanta Jewish Times, Andrew Adler, wrote just a few weeks ago that Israel should consider giving the go-ahead for U.S.-based Mossad agents to take out a president deemed unfriendly to Israel. In order for the current vice president to take his place and forcefully dictate that the United States policy includes its helping the Jewish state obliterate its enemies. Then Adler wrote this. Yes, you read correctly. Order a hit on a president in order to preserve Israel's existence. Did you hear about that? How many of you heard about that? Raise your hand. Oh, that's a small number of you. Now, when I say something, they make sure everybody knows if it's negative. Farrakhan the anti-Semite, Farrakhan the hater, Farrakhan the this. Why the hell didn't the media tell you what that man said about killing our brother in the White House? Yes, talk back to me. Yes, it's because they protect their own regardless to the evil of their people. But you're going to get out of it today. You're going to make a different change today, or I'll tell you what the results will be. A prominent American Jew suggesting and advocating the assassination of Barack Obama. Where's the Secret Service? Where's the FBI? Why didn't they arrest him? Did they bring him in for questioning? They said they would, but did they? But his Jewish brethren jumped on him. Chief among them was the head of the Anti-Defamation League, Abraham Foxman. But is it that Andrew Adler made a horrific statement, or is it that he exposed the plot too early? Adler made another point that no one is addressing. What is the Israeli Mossad doing based inside America? This tells me that the synagogue of Satan is at work. Now, this part of our lecture gets very serious. And I want to open the Bible for you. Now, you know I didn't write the Bible. But I did learn to read. Revelation 2 and 9. When you get home, open your Bible. Listen to what it says. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. I didn't write it, but I'm going to explain it. Revelation 3 and 9. It wasn't enough in 2 and 9. They come back in 3 and 9, John the Revelator, and he said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. I wonder who that's talking about. Now listen, I want to quote the Quran to you. I just quoted the Bible. The Quran says, those who are Jews, those who are Christians or Sabaeans, those who believe in Allah and the last days and are the doers of good to others, they have their reward from their Lord. This Quranic verse is sufficient to tell us that there are members of the Jewish faith that are striving to live the life that Moses and the Israelite prophets taught. They are members of the Jewish faith that hold the principles and the teachings of the prophet dear to them. They have to be separated from those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Now here's my challenge to the Jewish people. You want good Muslims to condemn bad Muslims. You want good Christians to condemn bad Christians. You want good Negroes to condemn those that you say are bad. Well, what about you? What about this synagogue of Satan that say they are Jews and are not, when are you going to rise up and put them down and make them known that you are not of them? Now, to show you that Farrakhan is not teaching hate, this is a book that just came out a few days ago. It's the Obama Hate Machine, The Lies, Distortions, and Personal Attacks on the President and Who is Behind Them. So don't look at me like I'm doing something wrong. Two books just came out. The New Hate by Arthur Goldwag. Now, if a hate machine is grinding out stuff to turn the country into a hateful spirit against our brother, do you remember in the Bible and in the Quran when Cain became envious of his brother Abel? The Quran says it started with envy. Envy grew to hatred, and hatred grew to murder. You Quranic students, do you know that? Remember that? Well, if an atmosphere is being created of hatred for Obama, what is the next step? Did you know that at first, members of the Jewish community were very close with Obama? And they wooed him, and in their media, New York Magazine had a picture on the cover of Obama wearing a yarmulke with the title, The First Jewish President. Did you know that 80% of the people that surround him in his administration are Jewish? How could he be an enemy of Jews? What is it that you expect from him that he's not doing that makes you now use your media to create an avalanche of hatred against the president? I'm gonna get to it. Some Chicago Jews in Haaretz, a major daily Israeli newspaper, they ran a story, a headline. Some Chicago Jews say Obama is actually the first Jewish president. Remember how you used to foolishly say that Clinton was our first black president? And we lost more under Clinton than under Nixon. Then you get so deceived just by a few black faces in an administration. White folk don't bring you up unless they feel they can use you for their purpose. Now, you white people that are here, I'm not lying to you. You bring a black person up and exalt them, you exalt them to use them for your purpose. All right. Now, oh, no, no, hell, I can't back down now. Come too far now. In the Quran, in the Maulana Muhammad Ali translation, in the third surah or chapter, the 54th verse, it reads, and I quote, And the Jews planned. And Allah plans. And Allah is the best of planners. The word, listen please carefully, the word for plan in Arabic is makr, M-A-K-R. It means he turns a thing, turns it. When you look at the beautiful promise of our brother, Barack Obama, that man wanted the best for this country and for all of the American people. He was not going to focus solely on black people, but he was going to focus on what he felt was in the best interest of every American. That was his spirit. And because he grew up in Indonesia, the largest Muslim nation on the earth, he had some brush with Islam and had a better appreciation of Islam than any of his predecessors. So Muslims felt that he could bring rapprochement between America and the Muslim world, between America and Africa, America and Central and South America, America and Mexico, America and Cuba. This is the Obama that made the world fall in love with him. You remember the scripture when Satan took Jesus up on the mountain? See, Satan offered to Jesus what his father had already planned to give him, and then some. But it had not yet come into view. Satan is always jumping in front of the promise of God to deceive the people into accepting less because they're not patient to wait on God to deliver on his promise. Now, Jesus had the strength to say, get thee behind Satan. However, President Obama cannot say it because he does not recognize Satan. If you look at everything that our brother said that was in his heart to do for America and the world, he is now hamstrung and unable to do it. They did not care what he said prior to being elected, but once he got into office, their skill was to turn him in a direction that pleased them. You understand me? He's not fully turned yet. But they got him turning. Listen good now. No matter what President Obama has said or done to show Israel his commitment, somehow or another, he's failing in some important aspect of what they desire him to do. He's invaded every country that the neocons told him to. He went and got the stimulus plan that bailed out Wall Street. There's nothing that he has not yet done for Israel, but they're still not happy. The list of concessions that Obama has made to Israel is long. Now, I want you to listen carefully now. He claimed credit for killing the world's number one terrorist, Osama bin Laden. But did you ever stop to look at that? Well, let's look at it now. From the reports of that military operation, Osama bin Laden was caught unarmed with his family around him. Seemed to me they could have gotten him, secured him, taken him out of Abbottabad, Pakistan, and brought him to a place where he could be interrogated about 9/11 and other alleged terrorist operations. They could have brought him to America and tied him up and drove him through the streets, letting the world know that this was the enemy that Bush said we wanted him dead or alive. You caught him alive. Now you say, they say, they had respect for his religion. So they took his body and they washed him and oiled him like we do our dead. And they had an imam come and say the janaza prayer, and then they dumped him in the ocean. Now let me ask you this. This man, captured alive, would have meant a treasure trove of information for U.S. intelligence. You waterboarded some that followed him to get information. You are not against torture. If this man is a man plotting stuff all over the world against America and its values and its people, if this is the man that killed 3,000 people in the Twin Towers in America, why didn't you interrogate him? Could it be that to kill him on the spot meant that he really was not wanted alive? Because maybe much of what you charged him with, you would never be able to prove in a military court or a court of law. Could it be that the 3,000 people that died at the World Trade Center were not killed by Osama bin Laden or Muslims at all? Could it be that that was used by our government, a false flag operation, to begin to deprive American people of what is guaranteed in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Could it be? See, you can't even wrap your mind around the thought that our government could have done something like that, killed 3,000, mainly Americans, to get political advantage. You can't wrap your mind around that because it's impossible for you to think like Satan.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. For those in our listening audience and those on our website that would like to hear more of the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, please come out to 801 South 8th Street this Sunday at 11 o'clock to continue the discussion of the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We thank you this morning. We wanted you to hear from our minister. In the spirit of the holiday season, we wish those that are having a celebration of the resurrection of the life of Jesus Christ this weekend, today, and throughout the weekend, we hope you have a successful celebration, and we hope you can do it in the spirit of Jesus Christ without celebrating the commercialism that has been given to us by America. Once again, you're welcome to come out here to hear the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad at 801 South 8th Street at 11 o'clock this Sunday. Join us, please. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. We'll see you back on Monday morning with a new show for No Covers.
I have it directly from the lips of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to me. He said, "Brother, they have laid many traps for you." He said, "You will trip them up, but you will never get caught in one of them." He said to me, "There are two of us backing you up, brother, Allah and myself." And I have it further from his mouth that the wicked kill their last messenger, prophet of God, when they kill Prophet Jesus, but they will not put that small time stuff over on us today. And if you doubt that I'm from God and God is with me and in me, then I say to the government of America, lose no stone. Do everything you can to destroy me, and watch my God Allah destroy you and all of my enemies. For those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again. I'm here, and I'm strong, and I will look down on all of my enemies, for he promised me that sit thou at my right hand while I make all your enemies your footstool.